This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Monday placed sanctions on people and groups it accuses of providing support to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The goal is to push Assad's government back toward United Nations-led negotiations and broker an end to the war in Syria that has lasted nearly a decade. Millions of people have fled Syria, and millions more are internally displaced after a 2011 Syrian crackdown on protesters led to civil war. Iran and Russia back Assad's government, and the United States supports the opposition. Syria has been under U.S. and European Union sanctions that have frozen the assets of the state and hundreds of companies and individuals. Washington already bans exports to Syria and investment there by Americans, as well as transactions involving oil and hydrocarbon products. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it is more than 90% effective, exceeding expectations and bringing a rare piece of positive news to the fight against the coronavirus. Pfizer made the announcement on Monday. Pfizer said its research showed the vaccine to be more than 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, said during a Monday press briefing that the results are, quote, just extraordinary. He said, quote, not very many people expected it would be as high as that. Fauci previously said he was looking for a vaccine with 70 to 75% efficacy and that even 50% might have been acceptable. Pfizer's chief executive cautioned that while this is a critical first step, these results alone will not allow the company to apply for emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers said Monday that they would resign altogether from the city's legislative council if the central Chinese government in Beijing disqualifies any of them. The announcement from the 19 opposition lawmakers came amid unconfirmed reports that China's National People's Congress Standing Committee, which will meet Tuesday and Wednesday, was preparing to disqualify four legislators. Media reports in Hong Kong, including from the South China Morning Post, said that the four lawmakers would be accused of filibustering meetings and violating their oaths of office. The convener of the pro-democracy camp, Wu Chi-wai, said that any move by Beijing to disqualify the legislators and prevent them from doing their duties would be, quote, ridiculous. The four legislators, who are said to be on the verge of disqualification, were barred from seeking re-election earlier this year. After the legislative election was postponed, the four had decided to stay on as lawmakers for another year. Police in Belarus arrested at least 500 people on Sunday as thousands of protesters took to the streets again to demand new elections and the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. At least nine journalists were detained, according to the Belarusian Association of Journalists. The human rights group Vyazna was quoted to have put the number of those arrested in the capital Minsk and elsewhere between 548 and 830. The detainees include a former Miss Belarus winner and an Olympic decathlete. A heavy security force has been deployed since early Sunday in the capital as protesters held umbrellas and waved red and white flags that have come to be the symbol of the opposition. Police also deployed water cannon in various locations around the city since Lukashenko claimed victory in a disputed August 9th election, with the country's election commission saying he garnered 80% of the vote. Protesters have regularly taken to the streets, demanding his resignation and the release of political prisoners. Lukashenko has been in office for 26 years. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara officially won a third term in office with just over 94% of the vote, according to final results Monday. The results followed an election that opposition parties largely boycotted and dismissed as illegal. Provisional results were announced last week and confirmed on Monday. Main opposition figures are facing criminal charges after denouncing the October 31st vote and creating a rival government in protest. Ouattara signaled Monday evening he was open to dialogue with the opposition to enable calm to return to the nation following violent protests before and after the election. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.